Summit County Manager Bob Jasper said the official event involves more than 3,000 counties across the nation.
Counties are not terribly well known and understood, so it's an opportunity for us to tell our citizens what we do and for them to tell us how they would like us to do it and what they'd like us to do. This year's theme is prepare, respond, and thrive, and focuses on the emergency services that we provide.
He said the event's paying particular attention to emergency services provided by counties.
You know, since I've been here, Leslie, we've had a couple major fires, two that required evacuation. We've had two flooding. I won't get into it, but we've had a little bit of pestilence. That's one of the things we do is we train and prepare. I've always felt that the true mettle of a county is how we do in an emergency and a disaster, and we work hard to do well and be prepared for it.
Jasper said three open houses are being held this month by emergency responders. A gathering this weekend, April 5th, is at the North Summit Fire Station at Wanchep. Next on April 12th is set for the Search and Rescue Building in Camas. And finally, an open house will be held the 26th at Park City's Bittner Road Fire Station.
And there'll be free food and tours of emergency equipment, and kids will be able to get up and sit in fire trucks.
He said the winter season still isn't over for the county's Public Works Department.
You know, it started out pretty much as a low snow year, and our road crews have not been out as much as they normally would in a normal winter, but it's been an interesting spring. And so they're out there today right now. They start at 4 in the morning, and our goal is to have people's roads open before they have to go to work. And most of the times we're successful, depending on the storms.
And so when they're not plowing snow, what are they doing?
Fixing roads. There are things we can do in the winter and do in the winter. We fix guardrails. We unplug storm drains, clean them out. There are some cold patches we can do on the worst potholes. And, you know, in the freeze-thaw periods of the winter, we get potholes that are, if we don't patch them, your vehicle's going to fall in them.
Meanwhile, the council has this week off and another spare week coming up as spring break. Council member David Yoris said last week it's because county government is becoming more efficient. Jasper said he hopes that is true.
You know, in the last few years, we've settled lots of lawsuits. I've reorganized several times and gotten different people in at different places. We're now fiscally secure. I think that's nice of Dave to say. We really try not just to be efficient, but to be effective too. I mean, what you do, you want to do well, and you want to do it cost-effectively. But then there's the question of, are you doing the right things? And we spend a lot of time through our strategic planning process to know where to focus the organization. We've added computers and technology everywhere we can where it's been cost-effective to reduce, you know, staffing is a big part of our budget, and to the degree we can keep our staffing down through automation, we've worked hard to do that.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.